Hey there, this is Terry Cowley, weekday breakfast presenter on 1FM Shepparton. Thanks for checking out this podcast. It was recorded live as part of the Brekkie Show, which you can catch 6 to 9 a.m. Monday to Friday. Now, did you know the Australian Electoral Commission is looking for temporary election workers across Victoria to help deliver the federal election to be held on Saturday, the 21st of May? We're joined on the line by the Australian Electoral Commission's engagement officer, Mas Banu, to tell us all about it and hopefully drum up a bit of interest in the Shepparton jobs. Good morning, Mas.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. How many jobs do you need in the Greater Shepparton area?
Okay, I'll just give you the rundown on the stats and then I'll let you know how many positions we're after. So in Victoria, it has around 29,000 positions to be filled. And so far, we have confirmed 21,000 positions in Victoria. So we are still looking for people to fill in the remaining 8,000 positions, Terry.
That's quite a lot, isn't it?
That's quite a lot of numbers. Now, these positions, they vary from being at the polling booths before the elections, during the elections and after the elections. And the jobs varies from being at the polling centres or preparation before the elections and also tally up the votes after the elections. So
what kind of a time commitment are we talking about?
A time period as in starting.
Well, I guess there's different positions that have a different time commitment. I'm just wondering, because people are probably thinking, I've got a full-time job, can I do this? Or is it really just aimed at people who aren't in work at the moment? Who would be the perfect employee?
Anyone. Like, we've got weekend positions as well. So these jobs, they apply for all people who are employed, who are looking for jobs. And no, just to clarify, Terry, no experience is required because we train you on the job. So you get paid on the job. So it's like a traineeship. So, so no experience is required, but we train you on the job and it's open for all Australians, employed, non-employed, casual.
So essentially it's an hourly rate they're paid?
That is correct. Yeah, hourly rate is between $20 to $50 an hour. So that roughly works out to be $300 to $500 per day.
And what sort of jobs? You mentioned, you know, counting afterwards, being at polling booths. Are there other behind-the-scenes jobs that probably most of us don't even know about?
Yeah. Because we're being COVID safe, so there'll be positions there to, like, cleaners, to clean the polling centres, clean the pens, the areas, just to be COVID safe. And there's those at the polling booths where you instruct the people to go in line to vote. And in regards, so there's all these other jobs as well where we get people to take the papers to and from the polling centres. So there's, so all over Australia, there's roughly about 100,000 jobs to be filled, but specifically in Victoria, 29,000. And we're looking at 8,000 positions to be filled around those different types of
So I guess this would be the first federal election in the COVID era, so that puts a whole other layer on top of the usual requirements, I guess.
That is correct. This is probably one of the first challenging, innovative elections that we've had in the history of our country. So
I guess it would make it more expensive to actually do an election too.
Yeah, I don't know the budget, but I know that we need those positions filled and we need to be cautious for COVID safe, 1.5 distance, social distancing, clean the pens, and also to let the listeners know, they can bring their own pens and pencils.
That's a good point, isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
So is it going to be the usual thing where we can go to our local schools to vote?
Yeah, I'm not sure. Oh, actually, I've got a good website. If your listeners are there, you might want to write this down. So in regards to whether it be at schools or local church or community hall, for the polling places, you can go to this website. It's called www.aec.gov.au/where, where as in W-H-E-R-E.
Okay.
So as soon as you type that in your smartphone or computer, it'll take you to the location of where the locations will be, whether at primary school, high school, church, or
various places around.
That's correct. Yeah. And what's the other one? In regards to, I don't know if you want to talk about early voting or, but that's the same website as well.
I was wondering about that because I know that people should have registered for postal votes by now.
Correct, yeah.
So, yeah, what are the other sort of options?
Yeah, options. Okay, so if our listeners out there can't make it on the 21st of May, so what they can do is they can apply for an early voting where they may, for the reasons may be they're unwell or they're going interstate. They can apply before 9th of May, where there'll be 500 plus early voting centres will be open, and that same website I gave you, aecgov.au/where, they can see the early voting centres around.
But you have to have special dispensation to vote early, do you?
That is correct. You need to give us a call and we can see if you're eligible or not.
Yeah. I think that 9th of May deadline might be the same one for postal votes. So if you apply, you can get a postal vote sent out to you and then you can post it back in.
Correct.
Which is a good idea too if you're not going to be around.
Yeah.
Because I had this naive idea that if you weren't in your local area, you could just rock up anywhere and vote, but that's not the case. I think it was the last federal election I got into all sorts of trouble. I was in Sydney and I just rocked up to the local and I'm like, oh, yeah, I'm Nichols or whatever. I think it was called Nichols there, my local electorate. And they're like, no, you can't vote for interstate here. You have to go, like all the way, like, you know, about a half an hour drive away. And I got I got there and they were like, no, this isn't the right place. I ended up going way out the other side of Sydney to actually find a place that had interstate voting. So it's not actually that simple. You're better off organising it beforehand, aren't you?
That is correct. Be proactive out there, listeners, and give us a call.
You don't want to miss out.
Yeah,
don't want to miss out. We've got to exercise our democratic right, don't we?
Definitely, yeah. Be in it to win it, yeah.
I think there was some point actually you wanted to mention about particular interest in recruiting members of our Indigenous community.
Yeah, we are looking for our Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander members out there to apply for work as well. So, they'll be good to, because we do have a minimum target of 3% of, so we're looking at, 100,000, so that's 3,000 of our first Australians to come and work for us at the polling centres, because it'll be good to see a local Aboriginal face at the polling centre.
Absolutely, absolutely. So what do people do if they're interested or if they're available? How can they apply?
Yeah, go through the same process as well. And there'll be a tick, there'll be a box there where it says if you identify as an Aboriginal person, tick that box and then we'll go to our division offices and then we'll identify.
So to register your interest, you go to aec.gov.au/election jobs. I think you can just Google it too. I think I just Googled it myself for a family member who was looking. I think it's just, if you just look at almost just election jobs, you can probably find it. It's not hard.
That's it, yeah, just election jobs. And, it'll be the same process, but there'll be a box there.
Just a question, because we do have an old demographic at this station and not everybody has ready access to a computer or even likes using a computer. Are there other ways to, is there a number people can call if they would like to register their interest and they would rather not do it online?
Yeah, definitely they can call this number here. I've just got it here. What is it? 133677.
Okay. Say that again. 13.
13.
Yep.
36. 77.
Great, that's good to know. So no excuses, listeners, if you want to get some extra cash and take part in quite an interesting process too. I assume there is all the relevant, you know, the normal checks, police checks, that sort of thing.
Definitely, yeah. There'll be the normal check.
Yeah, obviously you've got to be a person of good repute. If you've got a criminal record, that I guess that might not be possible, but I'm sure there's plenty of people in our community who will be putting their hand up, hopefully, because without them we can't really do it, can we?
Definitely. Even to our youth as well, if they turn 18 and they're into that democracy politics, they can apply as well. So we encourage our youth out there to apply, yeah.
Great. Well, thank you very much for the information, Mas, and hopefully you get all the people you need locally.
No worries. You take care, okay?
We've been talking to Mas Banu from the Australian Electoral Commission.
Pat and Tina's BP service station, North Shepparton, has been serving people living in and visiting our region for now more than 50 years. There's no other place you can still experience driveway service delivered with a smile, the old-fashioned way. Supplier of BP Ultimate Fuels, they will wash your windows, check under your bonnet, and even do your tyres while you wait. Next time you're filling up, do it at Pat and Tina's BP service station, GV Highway, North Shepparton.
1FM sponsor.
We're back. The Tungamah Hotel is not just your everyday country pub. It's a Goulburn Valley institution. Established in 1891, the beautiful heritage-listed building is worth the visit alone. On the Silo Art Trail, the Tungamah Hotel offers quality lunch and dinners, eat in or take away, as well as accommodation, including some brand new ensuite rooms. It's family and dog-friendly, as well as offers catering for all functions, including weddings and parties. Open 7 days for lunch and dinner. Why not organise a group and grab the courtesy bus? The Tungamah Hotel, more than just a country pub.
1FM sponsor.
This is John Painter
and Craig Stott from 1FM's Sport and Road. Central Tyre Service is now your Goodyear Auto Care Centre.
With on-farm tyre servicing,
computerised wheel alignment and balancing,
complete front-end alignment and brake repairs,
and a full range of automotive batteries.
There's not a lot the friendly staff at Goodyear Auto Care can't do.
Servicing the Goulburn Valley since 1952.
Central Tyres, now Goodyear Auto Care, can be found at 117 Wellsford Street, Shepparton.
Phone 58 219 555.
Station sponsors McNamara Real Estate are now servicing the entire Goulburn Valley area. Our proud local family-run business is pleased to offer you a comprehensive service that comes with decades of local real estate experience between our team and is the region's best value agency, offering the area's only all-inclusive capped price commission rates. That's right, capped price commission. So if you're considering selling your home, please contact McNamara Real Estate on 5831 6405. That's 5831 6405. Or visit us at mcnamararealestate.com.au.
You've been listening to a 1FM podcast.